Bankruptcy looks imminent.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. An hour from now, President Obama is scheduled to make an announcement concerning Chrysler's future. Marketplace's Steve Henn joins us. Steve, what's the president going to say?
Well, it looks like he's going to announce that Chrysler is headed into bankruptcy. And most people believe he will also announce that it will emerge quickly, or he hopes that it will emerge quickly, in a deal with Fiat. But the details at this point aren't precisely known.
What happened to the midnight deadline tonight?
Well, late last night, the Treasury had offered Chrysler's creditors a deal. Earlier in the week, the major banks that Chrysler owes money to agreed to accept just less than 30 cents on the dollar for their debt. But there were a few holdouts. And late last night, the administration sweetened that deal, offered up to 33 cents on the dollar, and a couple hedge funds balked. They refused to accept the deal. That offer expired at 6 p.m., and I think the feeling is within the administration that that's as far as they're willing to go. That's it. And so they probably believe they can force the creditor's hand in bankruptcy, that they have the votes to turn this bankruptcy around really quickly, and that they've done all they can.
What are the risks in bankruptcy?
Well, the risks for Chrysler is that this could get hung up. I mean, there are a couple things that Chrysler needs to accomplish in bankruptcy. The first is to nail down a deal with its creditors to wipe out as much of its debt as possible. The second is it probably needs to trim back its dealership network somewhat. And, you know, recalcitrant dealers or recalcitrant hedge funds that own some of Chrysler's debt could sue and try to slow this down. If recalcitrant hedge funds force a liquidation of Chrysler in bankruptcy, that would be a kind of a nightmare scenario for employees of the company. Chrysler employs 54,000 people, and if the company is split up and sold off in pieces, tens of thousands of those employees could lose their jobs, and tens of thousands of employees who work at Chrysler's suppliers could also face layoffs. So that's really the worst possible outcome. It has to be what the administration and the company are hoping to avoid here.
Marketplace's Steve Henn, thank you.
Sure thing.
Meanwhile, General Motors bondholders made their latest offer this morning. They want a 58% stake in a restructured GM. The company had offered them just a 10% stake. The government said this morning the number of people continuing to draw unemployment benefits set another record last week, topping 6.3 million. However, new jobless claims declined last week unexpectedly. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 81 points, 1% at 8,267. The NASDAQ is ahead 32 points, 1.9%. The S&P 500 is up 11 points, that's 1.3%. European stocks are up 2% at this hour, and Asian shares jumped today 3-4%. Some more corporate earnings out this morning. ExxonMobil's profits were cut in half last quarter as demand for oil fell. Dow Chemical posted a 97% profit drop. Their chemicals go into everything from toys to packaging, so the fallout has hit hard. Wall Street was actually expecting Dow to lose money, though. Procter & Gamble is a bellwether of consumer spending. P&G sales were down 8%, profits down 4%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear unique perspectives on global events and American culture at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
The government reports this morning consumer spending fell 0.2% in March. That might be bad news for the overall economy, but good news for consumers who are climbing out of debt. Sabrina Regal lives in Southern California. She's in her early 40s, works in the entertainment industry. She was losing control of her credit cards. She turned to a debt counseling service called Springboard. Here's what happened.
When I moved down here, I didn't know anyone. I didn't have any friends, and I think that's why I used shopping as to fill that void. I had, about seven credit cards. It was just stupid stuff, you know what I mean? Just buying a lot of clothes, shoes, frivolous things. I sat down one day and just took all my bills and realized that I was $40,000 in credit card debt. And I thought, oh my God. I wasn't always able to make the minimum payment. And when people were calling me, I felt like there was a part of me that was very private that all of a sudden I'm totally exposed. It felt humiliating. The credit counseling service fixed all that, and I thought it was going to be very bleak. Like, we're going to take all your money, and we're just going to put it towards your credit cards, and you're going to be left with $50 a month for food, gas, everything else, you know. And I thought I would be eating top ramen every night. When I talked to the counselor, he said to me, he's like, you know what, this really isn't that bad. You're going to pay this off in 3 years, and you're going to save tens of thousands of dollars in interest payments. I just was blown away how quickly they brought down the interest rates on all my cards. I mean, I had some cards that were about like 26% and they got them down to 9%. There's that sense of control too of, you know, I have a really strict budget. I know exactly what goes into my account every month and everything that goes out. I look for sale items at the grocery store. Before, I didn't care. I had to have that name brand ketchup. Now it's like, you know, well, the store brand's on sale. It's cheaper, you know, I'm gonna try it. I'm not crazy in terms of buying things anymore. I don't have that lust or that urge anymore. You know, I changed the way I look at life. I changed the way I look at my future. I don't use it anymore to fill a void, I guess.
That piece was produced by Stacey Vanek Smith. Please keep sharing your stories with us at marketplace.org. Finally, here is an economic indicator I can relate to. The CEO of the grocery chain Kroger says he can tell Americans are eating out less because of bigger crowds at his deli counters. If you're looking for signs the recession is easing, keep an eye on the rotisserie chicken. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow is up 100 points at 8,285. Thanks for tuning in and have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.